USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Washington, D.C. police said late Wednesday that a security breach at the U.S. Capitol resulted in 4 deaths, including an unarmed woman who had been shot by Capitol Police. At least 52 arrests were made. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said there will be an extension of the public emergency for the next 15 days.
It gives me the authority to restrict the movement of D.C. residents for an extraordinary event. And so what we do by extending this public emergency by 15 days, in addition to allowing me to organize the operations of our government, we want to put everybody on notice that some extraordinary act by the government that could restrict their movement or their business may be necessary.
The woman shot and killed by Capitol Police has been identified as a 14-year Air Force veteran. Ashley Babbitt was from San Diego, California. USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it, and more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV, with great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
The list of cyber attacks on federal government agencies continue to grow. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
Two more federal departments say they've been affected by an ongoing cyber attack that law enforcement says are the work of Russian hackers. The Justice Department and the federal court system were hit, although the amount of damage done is unclear. The Justice Department says that a number of email accounts were accessed, but it doesn't believe any classified systems were affected. The court system says its case management system was apparently breached. Investigators are still working to find the extent of that compromise as well. The Departments of Commerce, the Treasury, and Homeland Security have also been attacked, according to officials. A statement from several federal law enforcement agencies blamed Russian-backed hackers as the source of the ongoing cyber attacks. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
National Football League playoffs start this weekend. On Saturday, the Colts are at the Bills, Rams are at the Seahawks, and the Buccaneers are at Washington. On Sunday, Ravens at the Titans, Bears at the Saints, and Browns at the Steelers. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Stop the Steal protest in Washington, D.C. Wednesday turned violent on Capitol Hill. It was stormed by mobs as the Electoral College votes were being certified by lawmakers. Lifelong Georgian from Dalton and former U.S. Marine tells Fox News protesters have rights, but this went too far.
The worst part about this is I know those people that were there. They're all over my social media. I hang out with them. I go hunting with them. They're passionate and they're mad and they're angry and they have the right to be. But that right stops when you enforce your will on someone else, which is the only sacred promise our government has, is to give us security. No guarantees, just security. And that was breached yesterday. I want to know what happened in the election. I want to know what happened here in Georgia. But I can tell you, I witnessed 3 votes when I went to the ballot box. 2 of them were for Ossoff. It blows my mind, but I saw it happen. I know those people weren't made up out of thin air. They were real people. They spoke with a twang. They were Southerners. They made that decision. I don't agree with it. I want to have a conversation with them before we get to 2022 because I think I can win them over. But I can't win them over storming the Capitol. Who do you win over turning to violence? You don't win over anyone. So to everyone that was there yesterday, I applaud your exercise of free speech. But that stops the moment you try to breach a building with violence and anger.
Mr. Jones lost his legs at the knees when he stepped on an improvised explosive device in 2010 in the Safar Bazaar in Afghanistan. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.